Is daf kuf mem beis. So the Gemara was in the middle of a discussion about the Rav Huna paskin hamazake lo ubar lo kana. Person tries to give a gift to an ubar, it doesn't work. It's an ineffective kinnin. And the Gemara then Rav Nachman asked the question to Rav Huna, saying, "But don't we have a brayse that says if an individual says ha omer im yalda ishi zachar yital mana, if my wife gives birth to a son, so he'll get a mana? So we see that you can be mazake money to a ubar." And Rav Huna says, "I don't know who authored the Mishnah. And that Braisa, that Mishnah, I don't know the authors, and if I don't know the authors, I'm not going to address it." So we're trying to figure out what exactly who authored the Mishnah, how that could work about being Mizaka to an Ubar. It can't be Rabbi Meir, we said, because it's only, even though he allows Davar Shel HaBe'olam, you can make a kinyan, it's only when Yeshna Be'olam. This is not Be'olam yet. So we're up to the last suggestion now, on the top of Kuf Membeis, the Gemara says, Le'malei de'amar lichsha teileid. Maybe the husband said, "When my wife, when she gives birth to the child, let that child at that stage, after birth, let him be kona. Not now while he's in Ubar, but when it happens, then he'll be kona at that moment." And Rashbam writes on the top here, Amun Aleph, Lema Rav Huna Masnisin Damar Im Teled Ishi Zachar Tenule Min Mana Lichsha Teled. Delo Zachar Le Klum Ad She Yivalid. That the Zachar is not going to acquire anything until birth. So you're not being mazake anything to the Ubar right now while it's only a fetus, only after it's born. This is not the same halacha of trying to be mazake to the Ubar as an Ubar. We're trying to be mazake when the Ubar is born. And so the Gemara answers,
"Rav Huna Latame." Yeah. This would be like a commitment to pay, that's it.
Exactly, commitment to pay when the child is right. Born. So that would seemingly work. And the Gemara says, so how come Rav Huna didn't acknowledge that that could be the explanation of the Braisa above? Because Rav Huna letame, the Amar Rav Huna holds in general af lichshateled lo kana. He holds not only can you not be mazake to an ubar, but even when you say that when the ubar will be born, that too doesn't work for Rav Huna. So Rav Huna couldn't fathom any possibility that Braisa of Omer leishi kishateled zachar should work. How do we know? The Amar Rav Nachman hamazake leubar lo kana. But lichshateled kana, Rav Nachman allows it. Rav Nachman agrees you cannot be mezaka to an uber, but he does allow you to be mezaka to a kishateled. That was Rav Nachman who's questioning Rav Huna earlier. But Rav Huna himself holds Omer af lichshateled lo kana. He holds even when the child is born, you cannot make such a tanai that kinyan can't work. And again, for that reason, Rav Huna completely rejected Rav Nachman's statement, his question from above. And just to finish off this discussion here, Rav Sheish is Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev Kana. Rav Sheish is held that both actually does work. You can be mezakeh to Ubar, and you can also be mezakeh lichshateled. Or the other way around, you can be mezakeh lichshateled, and even, you can even be mezakeh to an Ubar. That's his chiddush. So Gemara wants to know now, how does Rav Sheish know this? That you can be mezakeh both lichshateled and also l'Ubar. So Amar Rav Sheish is Mna Aminala. Titania, the Braisa tells us, Ger Shemes, the Ger dies and he has no Yarshim. Ubizbizu Yisrael Nichasiv. And some Jews go ahead and take advantage of the property because now it's Hefker. But Ger Shemes Vein Lo Yarshim, it's Hefker. So the Bizbizu Yisrael Nichasiv, they went ahead and they ransacked his property. The Shamu Shiyesh Lo Ben. But then they heard after taking all his property that this Ger actually had a son somewhere. Oh, Shahisa Ishto Muberis. So perhaps his wife was pregnant. So what's the halacha? Chayav l'hach. So they have to return it back to the property, the estate. Now hichzir hakol. They return everything back. V'acharkach shamu shemes beno oshe pila ishto hichzik. They do it a second time. So afterwards they hear that the son died or that the woman had a miscarriage. So then they have to machzik a second time. And the halacha is, the b'raisa says, b'shnia kana, but b'yishona lo kana. So the second chazaka worked because at that point there were no yorshim. But the first chazaka didn't work because at the time there was either a child that was born or there was even an uber. So we see from here that an uber, even though it's not born yet, has a chelek of the property and won't allow other people to take from the nichse ager. And so the Gemara explains Rav Sheish's understanding. Nevis ha-gadaitach ubar lo kana. If you hold an ubar, is not going to be kone. So lama luhul achzuke b'shniyah. What's the need for a second chazaka? If the concern is that this ger's wife was pregnant and that Ubar had a chelek, so then fine. But if you assume that Ubar doesn't have a kinim, so what's the need for a second chazaka? must be because the Uber actually does have a chelek, and the Uber does have kinyanim. That's Rav Sheshis' raya. So Amar Abaye says you can't bring a raya from this case, that you could be mezaket in Uber. Amar Abaye, Yerusha haba me'aleha shiny. The world of Yerusha is different. Meaning, Rav Abaye says, in general, you cannot be mezaket to an Uber, but only when that Uber is the Yorish, when he's a ben of the Morish. That's the only exception where the Uber can be Kona. But to stam, to be mezaket to another Uber, someone else's, another fetus that's not my own, so then it would not work. It's not a general klal. In general, again, a mezaket to Uber doesn't work. It's only by a Yerusha, ba me'aleha, a natural Yerusha, the Uber is going to acquire the from the son, from the father.
And even in the case in our Mishnah, we're talking about your own Uber, but it wasn't Yerusha that was coming to them, right? It was like you're redirecting some type of matana. But we're talking about someone who was being mezaket to their own Uber, weren't they?
Well, we're not right at this point trying to explain our bright.
I'm asking, but Abaye is making a chiddush here that Yerusha bani la'ashani, that you couldn't be mezaket to. Typically to an Uber, but in this case you can because it's Yerusha.
Mm-hmm.
And we said before that, I mean, we said very clearly that there seemed to be a scenario here where you're mezaket to an Uber.
Well,
your,
well,
your own Uber. Your own.
You go back to Homer Ishti, Zachar Yitamana?
Right. That's where there was an issue, where the Gemara right. was having an issue. If you could still do somebody when it was talking about your own Uber.
Right, so which is fine. I mean, Abaye now has another shita here. He would explain that above we had this machlokas about the Uber, l'chshateled, lav dafka one's own Uber. The whole machlokas of Hunda, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshis is talking about in general, some Uber in the world. You're right, granted, Abaye would say that case of ha'omer li'ishti, ha'omer im ishti teled zachar, he would agree that would actually work by that case.
Is that considered Yerusha or is that considered Adana?
That's also a good question. Now, what Ricky's saying is, maybe this is talking about when the ger dies, that's a natural Yerusha.
Right.
The person's a natural Yorish and the money's an actual Yerusha. But what about giving a matana to a Yorish? Would Abaye agree in that case? So that might be the answer to Adam's question. Abaye wouldn't allow it to maybe work when you're being giving a matana to a potential Yorish of yours.
Right, that was a good question to make. Although you could say, point, if it's going like Rabbi Yochanan and Broca, so it should be really that not really different. Or maybe you could say even Rabbi Yochanan and Broca, it's different. You're still redirecting what would have been the natural course of the Yerusha.
Correct. According to him only, right. Fine. So then that's Abaye. Comes along now Rava Amar. Rava says, Shiny Hasam. Now this whole case is different. Dirafu mirafinan biadayu meikara. That whole case is different. That maybe really in general. We look at Rashbam, the first medium-wide line. Rava Amar, Li'olam Eimelecha, Loshna HaMezakel Ubar, Loshna Yerusha Ba'me'aleha, Lo Kanakla. Whether it's your own Yorish or whether it's some other Uber, it doesn't work. You cannot be Mezakeh. V'shayni Hasam Gavi HaMachzik B'Rishona. So how come by the Ger, if there was a Ubar, it would prevent my Kinyan, the Ger dies and I ransack his property. Turns out his wife was pregnant. I have to return everything back. Why? How come that works? So he explains, because since it's weaker, Rashbam says, "V'shayni hasam gavi amachzik b'rishona hay dilokana lamishim ubarhu." Not because the Uber is preventing me from acquiring it. D'ha ein Uber yorish. She's not a yorish. Ela meikara kishyachziku refuya marafinu biadayu. My initial chazaka, from my perspective, was weak. Kishemeta ger ubizbazu nichasav yachziku. When the ger died and I ransacked his property, lo niskamnu leachzik legamri. I didn't have full intent of acquiring it. I had no idea this guy's family history. I was hoping he had no one. I ran and jumped on everything, not knowing if he may have had some long-lost child somewhere. So therefore, from my perspective, I was lacking in my kinyan. And that's the weakness. That's why I need to do a second chazaka, which has a full intent and full kavan. So these are three explanations of this braisa. So again, Rav Sheshis learns from the braisa that an Uber does prevent some other guy from taking it because an Uber has a real kinyan. And Abaye says there's a difference between one's own Ubar versus some other person's Ubar. And then Rava says it never could be Mezakel Ubar. This is because there's a weakness in my Chazaka because I don't know if the guy has another child somewhere or not.
You mentioned what happened here with the Ubar is he died after birth or before birth?
He died. It was a miscarriage before birth.
A miscarriage.
Yeah, before birth.
Because if it's after birth, it's clear that the second one should be koneh because it was already a change of
correct. Exactly.
It had to happen while he was in Uber.
Correct. And even the first scenario where he had a son that was born, that too. This whole shayla is only in the Uber one where it was hipila ha'ishta. The wife was miscarried.
Yeah, but if he had a son who was alive, then it's clear why the second one was
correct. Correct. Right. And you're saying even if the Ubar was born and lived for
a day, because there was already correct. He went away from their domain and
correct.
Lived already to the
I would imagine. By one, the since Shas the Misa, the Uber wasn't born yet.
Right. Then,
so
then you could say that the first kinyan was correct.
Maybe it was correct, had not been for these other
right.
explanations.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara now says, "My Benai, what's the difference between Rav and Abaye about Yusha Bameleha versus Ripoy Mirapin Biadayu? Both of them say that you need to do a second chazaka. What's the nafkamina? Is there nafkamina?" And so the Gemara says, "Ika Benai Yushashamu Bo Shemes." They heard he died. Everyone was aware that he had a son. Everybody thought the son was dead. So they went ahead and did the chazaka. But then they found out he wasn't dead at the time when they did the chazaka. But now he is dead. So do you have to do another chazaka? So there's a Rashbam here who goes great length to explain different approaches to the Gemara. But I think the simple understanding is as follows. If the whole explanation is because mitzad mi as the machzik, it's rafoi biyadai, it's weak in my hand. So if I thought that he was dead, the son was dead, I did a full chazaka, kinyan gamur. Even though lemaisa he wasn't dead, it was a good chazaka. And lemaisa when he did die later on, a few days later, my chazaka was good. But if it's because, as Abaye says, the yusha haba meleha has a natural kinyan chazaka, then no matter what my thought was, it wouldn't work because his tfisa prevents my chazaka from being effective. So that's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. Now there's an interesting shaila here, and they bring out the sugya to prove the following discussion. There's a well-known Shulchan Aruch Rav, we assume, let's say you're davening somewhere, and it's late, and you're concerned you might not get Kriya Shema in Bismano, and so we say Shema in the morning, without the brachos, and you say Al Tanai, if you don't make it the Zman later, right now, my Shema is something. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav has a whole discussion about mitzvahs zirichas kavana. We come to mitzvahs deraisa, you have to have kavana for mitzvahs deraisa. If you don't have kavana, so then you're not yote. So what type of kavana does a person have if I'm not going to make this man, so now is a good kinyan? If I won't make this man, so and a good mitzvah. How does that work exactly? So he ends up saying that, one second here. So there's a kasha they quote from a sefer, Chikre Halachos. Because I don't get how this works. Isn't that a case of Mirafin Biyadayu Meikara? When I said Shema in the morning, I wasn't sure if I need this Shema now or I'm going to get it later on with the Tzibur. But now that's like a weak, it's a Tanai, that's a weak type of mitzvah. So we just like a weak type of Chazaka doesn't work, so to a weak type of mitzvah shouldn't work either. That's his question. Seems completely random connecting the Lachas of Safek Tanai by Shema and a weak type of Chazaka. What he ends up saying is, he based on a Tosos that says, look, even the mandamar that says mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and you don't have kavana, you're not yotze, Tosas still writes, you do get a mitzvah kolshu. You get some small level mitzvah, even if you lacked the kavana for a mitzvah deraisa. That's a shita of Tosas. Meaning you weren't yotze shema. I just said shema just to read it. But I didn't have kavana for mitzvah. So I don't get the mitzvah, but I still get some level of mitzvah kolshu. That's a lashem of Tosfos. So therefore what? So he says based on this that with respect to a kinyan, if you didn't have kavana, there's no middle ground. There's either a kinyan, there's no kinyan. So if you didn't have the proper kavana, and since Rafu Biadayu, since I wasn't sure if that guy had a son, my kinyan's worthless. That's the understanding. When it comes to mitzvahs, we have different levels of mitzvahs, and therefore it's a whole other story. Even though I lacked the kavana, I could still fathom that there is some level of a minor mitzvah I was able to chab. Okay. Right, exactly. Okay. Interesting. I thought it was an interesting connection of a random sugyan babasa to a halach lamaisa that happens pretty often.
I guess you can't have any intentions when it comes to the kinyan.
When you have to have intentions that you want to acquire.
Yeah, you're going
to
do the kinyan, I'm going to do the kinyan, but then what's the difference? I can award her.
There's also a big difference because, I mean, in Shema, one of the two will always work.
there, one of the two always works.
In the kinyan, no, because he says if he has a boy, his kinyan is zero.
That's true. Yeah.
Meaning Shema, whether one or the other one, he always gets a mitzvah done. And the kinyan, one of them works.
The very good. Yes or no, by the kinyan.
Right.
So there's a weakness there.
Right, by much weakness.
Okay. I hear, yeah. Okay. The Gemara now says in the bottom of Kuf Mem Bezem and Aleph, five lines up, Tashma. Tinok ben yom echad nochel umanchil. So the Mishnah said that a child who's even just a 1 day old is going to be Yorish a father if the father were to die, and also if he dies, could be manchil to siblings or whoever else. So the Gemara is medayik now. Ben yom echad in, only a child who's born in this world can be nochel umanchil. But an uber lo, but the fetus is not able to be nochel or manchil, and this goes against Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that a person can be mezakel uber. But here clearly the Gemara says an uber cannot be nochel, which means he can't be kone anything either against Rav Sheshes. So Gemara says, Ha Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no. Of course he could be nochel, manchil, even a uber. This is talking about a specific case of Amar Rav Sheshes, nochel b'nichse ha'em lahanchil la'achen min ha'af. It's talking about where the child then is going to be yorish from his father. And now the son, first from the father. And then when he dies, he wants to give it over to his siblings from his mother's side. So look at the Rashbam for an explanation here. Rashbam says the first wide line, he says, "La'achin min av, diminei kayarse." Rachel sheyalda es Yosef. Rachel gave birth to Yosef. So Yosef is the son of Rachel. Umesa Rachel biyom shenolad Yosef, v'yarish es imo. So Rachel dies the day Yosef was born. Oh, you're right. The day Yosef was born. So now, Sherei ben Yomecha, Nochel. So Yosef, the 1 year day old, is Yorish's own mother, Rachel. V'acharkach, Meis, now Yosef dies. U'manchil l'ruvein v'shimon b'nei Yaakov shein achav me'aviv. He's now going to pass over, after dying, pass over to his siblings that he shares the same father with. So that only works for Sheshes if the Tinok is born. Can he now be Yorish from his mother and then over to his brother, half-brothers from the father? Aval uber lo, but an uber is not able to do that. So if Rachel dies while pregnant with Yosef, who hasn't yet been born, not a name yet, but let's call him Yosef. So if she dies, Yosef's there. Yosef as an uber is not going to be Yorish's mother to then pass it over to his siblings. That's the one case. Why not though? What's the reason? We'll explain why this isn't, put everything together. My time, and why is it Yosef the Uber not able to be Yorish's mother? Doesn't Rav Sheshes tell that a Mezakel Uber is Kone? So shouldn't the Uber be able to be Kone his mother, Rachel? So the Gemara says, my time, and why does this not work? Because the Hu Mayis Beresha, the son, the Uber, the fetus dies before the mother. V'ein ha-ben Yorish's imo bekever lahanchel achim mina'av. If a mother dies and she has a son who died before her, that son is not going to Yorish Bekever, his own mother, if he's dead already. So when the mother dies, the fetus dies before her. So the fetus dies, and then she dies afterwards, so she's not going to be Morish to her son who's dead already, the fetus inside of her. And that's why it doesn't work. That's where there's a restriction. Even Rav Sheshes will agree that Uber won't be Zocher. But in general, a person can be Mezake to an Uber. Why does a son, why do we assume the fetus dies before the mother? So look what Tosis writes on top here, Kuf Mem Beis Mem Beis. He says, "Dehu ma'is bereisha, v'hainu taima." The reason why we assume the fetus dies first, because the Gemara in Perek Kama De'erchin Daf Zayin tells us, "De'aydi dezutcha chiyusa." Since the life of the fetus is so small and easily be taken away, "Ailul atipsa de'malcha maves u'mechad chalei l'simanim." Literally, the drips of the malcha maves, even a little drip of the malcha maves, has the ability to cut off all the life source of the uber. So we assume when a mother dies, the fetus die even before that. And so therefore, that's why the uber is not Yorish to the mother. Tosu goes on to say, is that really true? Do we always assume that the fetus dies first? V'ha damar beperek kama beperek behema makasha. Hashocher behema mata ba ben tishachai. You shecht an animal and you see a live animal inside. The child, the animal, the calf, is 9 months old and it's alive. Hainu dafka kishe shachta o harga. It's only if you shecht it or it was killed bide adam, az hi mesa tchila. That's when you assume the mother died before the fetus. What Tosus is assuming here, which is a very interesting discussion we've discussed in the past, when there's a unnatural death. Someone killed, does a Malach HaMavis play a role in that at all or not? Someone shoots someone, that wasn't a Malach HaMavis, that was Adam. So therefore the fetus dies afterward because there's no Malach HaMavis who is coming close to the one who was killed. And that's what he, as Tosis assumes. So that gets into a very large discussion about this these different inyanim. They speak about the Shulchan Aruch min halacha. These are one of the reasons why we wash our hands and don't bring the water from a levaya into the house, because the Malach HaMavis is present where the water is, and you have to pour it all out. Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerdeya. So if there's water that's in the neighborhood where a person died, you need to spill all the water. So there's a discussion. Let's say a person was murdered. So perhaps there is no Malach HaMavis there. Was murdered by a person, so maybe the water would not have to be spilled out. And they quote this Tosus here, part of this discussion, that since a person's killed, so we assume the fetus is alive still and only dies after the mother dies, so there's no Malach HaMavis, so too you wouldn't have to spill the water out in a neighborhood where a person was murdered as opposed to just died naturally. Okay. What? I'm not sure if he gets to see the Malach HaMavis, how the Malach HaMavis works.
Oh,
he walked in.
What's the story?
There's interesting nesivus now based on this Tosfos.
The baby out within a few minutes, you know? You just have a few minutes.
He points out that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat have the din that an ubar in a vlad is yorish his emo. So that can be yorish his emo. Now, he doesn't distinguish between whether the mother dies or whether the mother was killed. Tosfos makes such a distinction, but it doesn't exist in the Shulchan Aruch. He wonders why not. Why is this distinction not brought down in Shulchan Aruch? So, because according to Tosfos, that says if the mother died, so we assume that the fetus died first, so the fetus wouldn't be yorish the mother. But if the mother was killed, so then the uber was alive, then the uber would be yorish Yisimo. That's the chilik of Tosfos. So why is this not brought down? So he says because it's not so clear. Just because you kill the mother, it's possible the fetus did die first also. That's why he gave such a punch to the stomach, such a way, maybe the fetus died first. It's really a suffix. We don't know. It's possible when the mother died, maybe the fetus is alive still, maybe the fetus died first from that hit. So therefore, since it's a suffix, based on other sugyas we're going to see later on, whenever it's a suffix by Yerusha, we always go the status quo, the Nichse Ha'em, the Yerusha Ha'em, get it first. We don't know if the Uber was alive or not alive, so therefore we let the other Yerushim of the mother take it, who are Betaras Vadai, as opposed to the Ubar is only Betaras suffix. Okay. Gemara now says, we're two lines down, Kuf Mem Beis Amei Beis, Lememers. This is to suggest that the Hu Meis Bereish, is it really true that the fetus dies before the mother? V'ha Hava Uvda Uparkis Tlasa Parchusai. There's once a case where the fetus was still moving. What's the definition of Parchus they actually say? Is there a good English? Like movement.
Thrashed.
Okay, thrashed its body over. So after the, sorry to put you on the spot, but after the mother was killed, the fetus apparently came out, and then there was thrashing around with some movement, three thrashes. So we see that there is some life to it. And apparently Tosis is a different gear. So Tosis writes, is to garis ad tlasa parse, perish mahalach shlosh parsel. So it was actually doing it for a long period of time. It was thrashing around. So there is some life source, and it doesn't die before the mother. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar by Ravashi, midi dehava azanav halta shemefarcheses. No different than the tail of, what's halta again, which animal? Lizard? So no different than the tail of a lizard, which also, after being cut off, it's still going to move around a little bit. Ah, there's no life source. That's just part of the way the nerves work, not because it indicates any chiyus there. So in fact, the fetus does die before the mother. Now, Mar Brei, the Rav Yosef, Mishmei the Rav Amar, Lomar, shememait bechelak Bechora, v'dafke ben yom echad aval ubar lo. So what's he coming to explain here? So he says, really, look at Rashbam here, around 10 lines down. Mar breid Rav Yosef mishmei d'Rav Amar liolam ein melacha zimnin dehi ma'isa bereisha. Really, the fetus dies first. The mother dies first, really. V'acharkach ubar, then the fetus dies afterwards. As the Dr. Samai said, there is some period of time ubar can still be saved. And he really can be a Yorish. The Ubar is Yorish to his siblings. So what are we talking about above? So says the Gemara now, is talking about a case of mimait b'chelek b'chora, that in terms of diminishing from the b'chor, can this guy take away from the guy's pishnayim? B'dafka ben yom echad, only a ben yom echad, you'd have to divide the property, include that a child, only a child's born, does he get a chelek to minimize what the b'chor is going to get. Aval u'bar lo, but a fetus, even though a fetus is going to have Yerusha, he won't have the ability to detract from the b'chor's chelek. Why not? My time, huh? Then there's nothing to talk about. Then the
Uber. So is the one that comes after him a considered the before or not?
The one that comes after him, the mother died.
So
we'll see a case in just a moment where you're talking about though. But very good. We'll see it shortly. Right. So Bechor Min Av, Yerusha works Bechor Min Av. Bechor Min Aim. Bechor Min Av is Yerusha.
So he is the Bechor Min Av.
Right. So it could be other ones also. It could be later ones.
So
right.
That could be enough.
Right. That's the next mandamar. You'll see in a second. So in terms of this one right now, so that ubar is not going to detract from an older sibling who is a bechor. Even though the ubar is going to be yorish, even b'me'imo, he won't detract from the bechor. How do you know? Why not? My time, huh? The yalda lo amarachmana. It has to be yalda. It has to be born. Damar mar breider of Yosef mishreider ava ben shenola lachar mises aviv ein mamai bechelik bechora. A child that's born after the death of the father doesn't detract from the older son's double portion. Why? Again, my time. V'yaldu l'rachmana v'haleka. It has to be born in the lifetime of the father. The father never saw the child, so then bechora won't work. Okay. Yeah, if the child's born after Mises Aviv, so then he won't detract from the Bechor. So the father has a Bechor and has a couple other sons, then his wife becomes pregnant, the father dies, so then the mother dies after that, so this unborn child won't detract from the Chel Bechor.
The doesn't die.
Still, it wouldn't work either. It has to be born in the lifetime of the father. It says v'yaldo lo, to him. He has to have been born to the father. So the Gemara now says, b'sura masnu hachi. That's how they taught the Brisa in Surah, but in Pumbedisa masnu hachi, they had a different version of this discussion. And it says as follows, Amar mar breder of Yosef mishmei derava. B'chor shenola lachar mises aviv eino notel pishnayim. A b'chor, this time we're talking about the fetus is the b'chor, the oldest child. So the oldest child is born, the after the father dies already, so then he does not collect pishnaim. Why not? My time. Yakir amarachman of ha'les of the yakir. Have to be yakir, where the father could recognize his bechor. He could say, oh, that's my son. Since he never witnessed the birth of his son, it's not going to get pishnaim. So you're going to ask me, how is it possible, if this is the bechor, where is there any other child to split up the children with? So if you look at what Rashbam says... This is four wide lines down. Bechor nolad lachar mis aviv kagon yalda to omim. There are twins. So one was firstborn, one was born second. Oh, hayal liyakov nashim harbe v'nolad ruvein achar misaso mileya v'yosef mirachel. So he had multiple wives, and multiple wives were pregnant, and therefore the first wife gave birth first, and the second wife gave birth second, and that's the situation where you could have a bechor with another child all after the death of the father. So the Gemara ends up saying, "Halacha ma'aseh Rabbi Paskin, hilchasa kechol hani lishna d'amar mar brei de Yosef mishmei de Rava." We pass like all the different statements we had of mar brei Rav Yosef in the name of Rava. Again, that you have to be yakir and v'yaldulah has to be born, and you have to recognize his father has to be able to recognize his son as the bechor. Okay. 1 second here, which also ends up telling us that we pass like Rav Sheshes. That an Ubar is going to be Yorish like Rav Sheshes is hold. Rav Sheshes, he just holds, he doesn't take away, he doesn't diminish from the Chelak Bechor. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mazakit Ubar lo kana, a person's Mazakit to an Ubar, to a fetus, it doesn't work, the Kinnin doesn't take effect. Vim Tomar, if you're going to say, what about Mishnah Seinu? Our Mishnah says otherwise, so that the person can be Mazakit to an Ubar. So he says, "Hol v'daitel shel adam krova etel bino." You're right. In general, this is like shita tabai almost. I cannot be mezaket to an uber that's not mine, but to my own uber, that I'm allowed to, because the Daita Shadam Krova, I'm so connected to my own child, even though it's not born yet. So Rashbam explains, what's the svara here? So Rashbam says, around 8 wide lines down, Krova Eta Bano, V'gomar U'machne B'chalibo. When I give it to this Ubar, it's mine, I give it with full heart, and I want it to be a kinin. Well, Ubar, some other Ubar, which I'm not connected to, that won't work. So Nemuki Yosef takes issue with this Rashbam. He says, the fact that the Uber is going to be Kona, not Kona, has nothing to do with me as the Mimazaker. It has to do with the Uber not existing in this world. It just doesn't exist to be Kona. It's not mitzad the Makne, how much Gemias Das I have. It's mitzad the Kona. So Nemuki Yosef therefore says it's a different reason. The reason why I can be Mazaker to my own Uber and not to someone else, because it says in the Gemara that Adam Krova Eta Bano, because it's the Kanas Chachamim. They're concerned that if I wouldn't be able to give my fetus, my Ubar, this kinin, it would be Torv Daito, it would take away my Das, and therefore I'd lose my mind, I wouldn't be emotionally healthy at that point. So special Takanas Chachamim, I can be Mezaka to my own Ubar. But Midaraisa doesn't work, it's a special Takanas Chachamim just to protect my own sanity. That's his understanding, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Who cares about my Das? It's all about the Kona, that he's not in this world to be Kona anything. So that's Machlokes Rashbam and Nemuka Yosef. So Gemara now says, Amar le Shmuel Ravachana Bagdasa, Pok Aisili Be'asara, go bring 10 people. He wants it to be Mefarsim the following halacha. Ve'imalacha Bapayu, and say, I'm going to say to you in front of them, Hamazak Uber Kana. So he wanted to make a public event that this is right, Paskin, despite that fact, the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa Mazak Uber Lo Kana. You cannot be Mazaka to an Uber. Now Tosa is still right, even though we paskin a mazakel uber lokana, he does write on the bottom here in Tosvos, Perish Rivam, Tibirusha Haba Me'elah, Yachal Yos Halacha, Krab Yosi. But he seems to say, when it comes to one's own Yerusha, his own Ubar, the kinin would seemingly take effect.
Okay.
Yeah, in general it doesn't work, but for Yoresh, Dafki, exactly. So that's what Tosa thinks, that maybe you paskin that way. I don't know how it's brought down Halacha Maisa. Exactly. It sounds like that from the Ein Mishpat here. It has a notation by the whole of Adaito, Shal Adam Krova Eta Bano. It would seem to indicate we pass in that way. That's quoted based in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. I would imagine that's the halacha. Current person can be mazaka to his own Uber. Fine.
It seems that it's a conversion. Is that the same Baghdad as Iraq?
Probably, actually. Yeah. Right? Yeah, makes, yeah, most probably, yeah. Okay. Gemara now says, Damar l'divesayu, person says to his wife, Nichse livnei dehavili minech. Let my property be to all the children that I'm going to be zoche from you. So also break kashisha. Came an older son who was already born. He was trying to be mezake this husband to all the future births. The older son has already been born. Says Amar le hahu gavre my tave alai. This guy referring to himself. What's going to be with me? I don't get anything here. Amar le, they say to him. He says to him, Zil kana kichani bra. So he says, go out and be Kone, like one of the brothers. So the Gemara says, so that's what he says. So what's the halacha now? So Hanach, Vade lo Kone. Those brothers who haven't been born yet are certainly not going to be Kone anything. The Katu Lesnayo, they don't exist in this world yet. But hi, what about this brother? Is Chalek Letzlaya B'makum Bana? Or Lese Chalek Letzlaya B'makum Banaya? So now the question in the Gemara, when he said to this already born son, you're going to be getting a property, does he mean you're getting one equal to all the brothers when it comes to Yerusha? Or is he getting an extra chelek on top of them? You're getting one chelek to start off the whole discussion. We're separating one special one for you. Then the remaining nechasim will divide evenly between you and all the other brothers that will end up being born. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Does he get an extra portion or does he not get an extra portion? And so the Gemara says again, Hanach v'adai lo kana dakati lesnayu, those who haven't been born yet certainly don't get any extra chalek, but hai ish secholek letzlai b'makum bana, or less lechalek letzlai b'makum bana. Does this older son get an extra chalek on top of everybody else, or does he not? And so the Gemara says there's a machlokas here that Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amri, they all say, ish chalek letzlai b'makum bana. The word tzlai, Rashi tells us, by the way, Rashbam says, is tino gadol, the older child. So the first opinion says, ish Chalak, he gets a chalak letzlaya. This older son gets a chalak b'makum banah, in addition to what he's going to get with the rest of the sons. And Rabbi Abou, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha all say damrile less chalak letzlaya b'makum banah. He doesn't get a chalak in addition to the rest of the brothers. The Gemara now says, Amrle Rabbi Abou, Rabbi Yirmiya, hilchsa kvasan or hilchsa kvasaychu. Is halacha like us or is halacha like you? That's Rabbi Abou, what he asked Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Amar lai pshita dehilchasa kivasan. It's certainly like us. The kashishna minaychu, because we're older than you. V'lav hilchasa kivasaychu, and the halacha is not like you, because the dardiku atun, and you're younger than us. So you say a strange answer. Based on age, that's how you paskin? A certain amount of respect you have for your elders, but to say we paskin based on age, Amar lai midi bekashishusa talya milsa. There's a, the halacha l'maisa depends on how old the guy is, but taima talya milsa depends on reasoning. The time am I, so what's the reason? Who's more logical? Who's saying something more sensible? So Zil Lagabe di Rabbi Abin. So Rabbi Yirmiya, I think, talking here, says to Rabbi Abo, go to Rabbi Abin, Das Varsa Nehele, he'll explain to you the reason here for Karkish Beiresha, and he's going to bow his head and admit to me. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya was saying. So Be Medrash, go to the Be Medrash, you'll find him there. So Azul Lagabe, so Rabbi Yirmiya was actually going here. Rabbi Yirmiya went to the base medrash, went over to Rabbi Abin. Amalei says to him the following, that Rabbi Abin says to Rabbi Yirmiya, Ilu Amalei kana kechamer mi kana. If you say that, let my donkey be kona my property, will the chamer be kona? Certainly not. And Rashbam says, so just like, look at the top Rashbam here, that kani kechamer mi kana, kemosha chamer lo kana, kain hu lo kana. Just like a chamer is not going to be kona, so to here, he's not going to be kona. So just like the children who are going to be born in the future are not konim because they don't exist, so too this brother, the son who already was born, won't exist either. Fine.
So he doesn't get an extra share.
Exactly, he does not get an extra share, exactly. And the Gemara just says the statement, we'll stop here. Ditmar, there's a mechla, everyone says, Kani kichamor lo kana. If I want Reuven to be kona like a chamor, the chamor is certainly not kona, and neither is Reuven. That everyone agrees upon. But if you say, ah, to the chamor, you and the chamor should be kona. So this is a machlokas, and we'll get to this machlokas tomorrow. I'll just read the statements now. Rav Nachman Amar kona mechsa, you do get to acquire half of what he's giving over. And Rav Hamnun Amar lo Amar klum, you said nothing. Just like the donkey gets nothing, you get nothing either. And Rav Sheshes Amar kana kol, no, you get everything. So we'll discuss this more tomorrow.
Why are they tying him? He's not getting